Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Here's the problem with dating somebody that was born and raised in Colorado. You ready?
Yeah.
This is my morning sexy text.
From Superman?
From Superman. Are you
okay.
ready?
Okay, yeah.
He's going to be embarrassed because it's so super sexy. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Any Which Way But Loose was made partly in Denver. He walked the sidewalk in front of an adult thing on Colfax, and then he took his orangutan to hook up at the Denver Zoo. Yeah. Dot, dot, dot. Colorado history. The more you know.
Did not know that. That is sexy.
That's my
sexy. Because he talks about an adult place on Colfax.
Yeah, yeah.
He talks about a hookup at the zoo.
Oh, so that's why it's sexy. Sexy time.
There's sexy time in there.
That's my boyfriend, everybody. He gives me a sexy time text in the morning. What in the hell?
Monkeying around.
Oh, shut up.
I get it, Superman.
I'm like, wow.
Maybe you should text me.
Like, that's so hot.
Because I really get it. She doesn't get it.
So hot. Thanks, babe.
I didn't know that movie was shot here.
I didn't. Some of it was, I guess. Some of it was. I don't know. Whatever. Speaking of Clint Eastwood, you were talking about the movie The Mule that opens today.
Yeah.
And I think it opened yesterday for the premiere. Fantastic movie. By the way, did you know that it's getting huge reviews? But for the first time ever, we officially saw Clint Eastwood's secret baby.
Yeah, I heard.
The secret baby is 64 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
64, kept it hidden all this time.
Yeah.
Well, the rumor's been out there for a long time.
Well, 30 years ago, she found him.
We just have never seen a picture of her with
the whole family. Yeah.
Him,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the big deal.
So she found him 30 years ago, and they have had a relationship for 30 years, but it's been a kind of secret. By the way, Clint Eastwood, 8 kids, 6 moms.
It is so weird to find a parent at 30. I did it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Everybody assumes that you just pick up and you start at that point of being, dad and son. It doesn't work that easy.
Well, no, you don't know them.
But people perceive that.
Oh, I got you.
Because people tell me all the time, they're like, I can't believe you don't have a better relationship that it's your dad. It's like, no, you don't understand. You just don't pick up at 30 years old.
Now, do you call him dad or sperm donor? I mean, I'm being serious.
Like, I call him dad. And it took a while, though. It took a while. I called him by his first name for a while. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, slowly.
Really? You got comfortable enough?
Enough to say dad, yeah.
Ooh, that'd be tough.
It still doesn't ring true, though. Does it make sense?
It does.
I say it.
You were 30.
More, I say it more for his sake than mine, I think.
Do you think he wanted to be known?
Well, look at me. Wouldn't you want to know that you created this? Hell yeah. He's proud. No, I don't think he did. It all come rushing back. Oh, I'm a mess.
I didn't know if, I mean, that would be the other weird part. We know your side of it, but what if you're an old man and all of a sudden this 30-year-old kid comes up to you and like, oh, dude, now, I never wanted you to know.
It would be really cool if you looked into it and you found your dad at 30 years old and it turned out to be Clint Eastwood.
Well, that part would be a bonus.
Oh, man, that would be cool. But no, that didn't
happen. Wasn't it your dad, your birth dad, like really, really poor?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yep.
Needed money.
And when you're searching, you're hoping.
That he's rich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you're searching.
Yeah. Really?
What's out there for me? I mean, something's got to be left for me, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows? This guy might be, governor somewhere.
Are you mad at your mom for being a slut?
Wow. Boy, did that sting. On a Friday. You know, it was just 10 minutes ago. We were talking about that beautiful gift for my baby.
Yeah.
That she'd bought.
And now look where she takes it. Look where she takes it.
Just asking for a friend.
Can you get any more bipolar? Can you? She just went from buying a basket of gifts for the baby to calling my mom. Oh, I don't even know who she is. And another beer. That's a third one. Third beer.
Somebody said, you just let Superman's name slip. You just said, thanks, Dave.
Oh, no. It's out. No. It's now. It's
I
out.
Just said, thanks, Dave. Oh. Did I say thanks, Dave?
Super Dave.
No, I don't think so.
They said it. I just said, thanks, Dave.
Now it's out.
Oh, crap.
There's only a couple of Daves in town.
Totally.
Would it be wrong if I make today's 9 a.m. question about your slutty mom?
Bipolar.
Tell you.
One of the worst cases I've ever seen. Ever.
You can't diagnose me. It's illegal or something.
I think everybody is diagnosing you right now.
No, they're not. I'm fun. I'm not bipolar. Some people call themselves bipolar. I call myself fun.
Back to Clint Eastwood.
Yes. Anyway, 8 kids, 6 moms.
Wow. You know, if Sean, if that were you or me, we'd be just man whores.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we'd be labeled. Yeah. We'd be called disgusting.
Totally.
But since it's Clint Eastwood or an Eddie Murphy, and nobody says a word about these guys having all these kids with different women.
At all.
They never say a word.
No, they're not.
Because he
them
got the money to support that.
Yeah. 8 kids, 6 moms. Sean, how many kids and how many dads?
Well, there's my mom had 4 kids with, 4 kids with 3 dads, but she's been married 10 times.
Man, that's a lot of Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Bigger whore.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. Nothing. My I didn't say a word.
My sister has 8 kids with 3 dads.
Even bigger.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even bigger.
With a lot of love in my family.
Yeah. That,
lot of love.
Lots of people, lots to love.
Lots
of stuff. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
That's what we do. We spread the love around. Woo. Everybody gets a little.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about the blurred lines ruling. Whoa.
Yeah. You know what? I've never heard this for some reason. I've never heard the connection here, but I guess judges do.
Yeah, so here's what happened. Pharrell Williams, Robin Thicke have been ordered to pay Marvin Gaye's family $5 million.
This thing has been caught up in court for quite a while. We've talked about this over the past couple of years. It feels like, well, whenever Blurred Lines came out, it had to be over 2 years ago, right?
Yes, we did.
And the lawsuit started flying with the Marvin Gaye stuff, you know, and now, finally, a judge has said, case closed. You need to pay them their $5 million.
Pharrell Williams actually made a statement about this. Pharrell created Blurred Lines from his heart, his mind, his soul, and the song was not taken from anyone or anyone else. We are reviewing the decision, considering our options, and you will hear more about this soon. And then Pharrell said, I feel like this verdict was based on emotion and not real true issues, which was copyright infringement. He's like, I really did. You guys have to believe me. I wrote it from my heart.
All right, here, let's listen again. This is Blurred Lines. We've all heard it. We played it a lot here on the station from Robin Thicke and Pharrell. And then we'll play the Marvin Gaye for you.
Okay, now he was close. Tried to domesticate you, but you're an animal. Baby, it's in your nature. Just let me liberate you. You don't need no papers. That man is not your maker. And that's why I'm okay.
There you go. You got that in your head, right?
I like that song.
Right?
It's yeah.
A great song. All right, let me go to the Marvin Gaye song and see if you hear it. So do I now.
Yeah, the bass line's almost there.
Yeah, is that what that's called? That is exactly right.
Yeah, I hear it.
Ooh, especially when it da 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 da.
Yeah.
Yep. Pay up, guys.
Yeah, you did.
Yep.
No,
I don't think you wrote it from your heart. I think you wrote it from your iPod.
Yeah. let's see here. It says rapper T.I. also made a brief cameo in Blurred Lines, was also named at the suit and found guilty.
Man, what if you got sucked into this project and you had no idea?
I know.
If you're like T.I., for example, they come to you and say, yo, dude, can you throw down a couple of rap lyrics for us for this Blurred Lines song we have? Well, sure, not a problem. Because you lay it down. Not all these guys are doing it at the stations in a studio, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're T.I., you go in there, you lay down a couple of lines for them, and then you get sued. Because they stole it.
I'd be mad.
Not cool.
I'd be mad if I
really
laid down a few tracks.
That would make me so mad.
I'd be like, what?
Now it's going to cost him $1 million. It's like, what the hell, guys? What are you doing to me?
The verdict marked yet another setback for Robin Thicke. He's had a rough life recently. In recent years, not only did he lose his father, but he also says that he's struggling with substance abuse. His wife divorced him, Paula Payton, and then his home burned to the ground last month.
Oh, my goodness.
In Malibu.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that awful?
Oh, you're talking about some bad luck.
Oh, so
poor
bad.
Poor Robin.
So bad.
Jeez.
Jerry Seinfeld weighs in on how hard it's going to be now for the Oscars to get another host. Here it is.
Kevin is in a position, because he's a brilliant comedian, to kind of decide what he wants to do. He doesn't have to step down, but he can. And when you look at that situation, well, who got screwed in that deal? I think Kevin's going to be fine. But how many find another Kevin Hart? That's not so easy.
That's not so easy. That's not so easy. Get another Kevin Hart.
Can I ask you a favor?
Yeah.
Will you bend me over your knee and spank me?
Well, like right now, you mean? Or yeah. Later today or what?
Just now is good.
Well, I feel like I'm busy over here.
I
may have to decline. Would it be okay if somebody like Dylan did it?
No, I'll break him. I'm too big. I'm too fluffy for that guy. I'll break him like a bug. Like, I'll squish like a bug. Oh, God, Jamie sat on me. No,
why are you asking?
I'll tell you why.
What's going on?
This chick, Eliza Dushku, whatever her name is, she's an actress. She was just paid $9.5 million, well, actually a while back, in hush money from CBS because her co-star said, hey, would you like to have a little lap dance and I'll bend you over my knee and I'll spank you?
Oh, my.
$9.5 million.
Yeah, you know, I don't get this. Instead of... If you're CBS, instead of writing a check for $9 million, don't you just... How's CBS on the hook? Wouldn't this guy be on the hook for it?
Well, he was the star, and you're the star of this show, so if you just have me come over there.
All right. What the hell? As long as I don't have to pay you.
No, it'll be the company.
Okay. Smart. All right. Okay. I'll be over there in a second. Where's my paddle? I got it here somewhere.
I'd rather have your bare hand.
Okay.
Whatever it takes.
Anyway, listen to this. She appeared on 3 episodes of a show called The Bull, starring Michael Weatherly. And her role was meant to continue, but after she complained of sexual harassment, she was written off the series and paid $9.5 million in hush money by CBS. Man! She says that Michael Weatherly pulled her over his lap and spanked her. Wow. Made remarks about her legs and said, hey, do you want to have a threesome? And then invited him to his creeper van. So
I'm confused on the hush money. You got this Michael Cohen guy going to prison for 3 years and they claim it's over hush money. But you got CBS paying $9 million.
I know.
Far more than the $100,000 this Cohen guy paid. And they don't get a slap on the wrist at all. They just pay it off.
9.5.
How can $9 million not be a crime, but $100,000 was a crime?
Because one had the president attached to it and the other one just had an actor.
Well, it didn't have a president, though. There was no president at the time. It was just a citizen.
Yeah, but it was campaign hush money or something. Anyway, he issued a statement in response to the story saying, during the course of taping our show, I did ask her to bend over and I said, I'll drive. He didn't say that.
He probably said it.
During the course of taping our show, I made some jokes mocking some lines in the script. When Eliza told me that she wasn't comfortable with the language and my attempt at humor, I was mortified to have offended her and immediately apologized. After reflecting on this further, I better understand what I said was both not funny and not appropriate, and I'm sorry and I regret the pain that I caused Eliza. I don't think you caused her pain with $9.5 million.
She's going to love the money.
I feel like she... Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, you know, I've never been that comfortable with a colleague before at work that I just spank them.
I thought you agreed.
Well, I've never done it. This would be the first time this morning. Yeah.
The actor, however, maintained that he did not push for her to be removed from the show. He said, "It is my recollection that I didn't tell anybody how they should do their job regarding the hiring or firing of anybody." So,
Well,
news of the settlement. Sorry, go ahead.
Nice payday.
News of the settlement comes after a raft of sexual harassment and assault allegations at the highest level, which is Les Moonves. Did you see that? Also, what's that chick's name? She also said that he touched her.
Oh, I don't know.
No, there's so many. Cybill Shepherd. Here it says Cybill Shepherd claimed that her response to unwanted advances from former CBS chairman and CEO President Les Moonves was the reason her hit show Cybill was canceled early. In an interview, the actress said, "My show could have run 5 more years, but I didn't fall on the right side of Les. I wasn't going to fall at all for Les." She explained that they went out for dinner and he told her, "My wife doesn't turn him on. Some mistress he mentioned doesn't turn him on." And then he kept drinking alcohol and says, "You know what would turn me on is if I could take you home."
Yeah.
She said, "No, I'll get my own ride." And then he canceled her show.
Wow.
I believe that.
He was an eager little guy, wasn't he?
I believe that. I believe he had the power to do that. Somebody turns you down. You're CBS. You're the president. You're like, oh, hell no.
Yeah. I don't know what to believe. There's so many.
I wish she would have come forward when it happened. That's the only thing.
Well, I agree.
But what can you do?
All these things, you know, everything's an allegation. And then this person is guilty and blah, blah, blah. And then you get hush money. You get paid out. It seems like it's running rampant. It's everywhere right now. Every story you see, it's got to do with hush money or somebody did this, somebody did that. Accusations. There's a lot.
What else do I have for you? I have one more. Hold on. Let's see here. ABC is considering season 2 of The Conners. I'm shocked.
Really?
Sources say ABC is eyeing a second season of the Roseanne spinoff, The Conners. Hi. Apparently, prelim talks are underway, and even though they had several weeks of rating declines, The Conners' number appeared to have leveled off, and they're okay. So, that's shocking to me. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, they're averaging about 8 million people. I guess in this day and age of TV, boy, TV has gone downhill, has it not?
Ever since Netflix.
I mean, think about this for a minute. All right, you know, The Conners, if it happens, it happens. Good for them. 8 million people watching it now on a regular basis, and they consider that great. I remember, if you remember, Jerry Seinfeld, back when Seinfeld was on in the 90s, the very last episode that they did, which they promoted as the finale, 72 million people watched it.
Holy crapsky.
This is considered a hit, according to this story, with 8 million people.
Yeah, right?
That's what's hit television. And it's because of Netflix.
It's because of Hulu, Dirty John, the Hulu, best show ever.
This streaming stuff is killing these television stations. Mm-hmm. It is destroying them. I mean, think about the difference there. Seinfeld, 72 million people saw that.
Have you caught up on Dirty John yet?
I've not seen it yet, but I have made this pledge, Jamie. I've written down Dirty John.
Okay.
I've written down Ozarks. Okay. I've written down different shows. I've got about 4 or 5. I'm going to binge over the holiday break.
Oh, okay. All right.
I am.
Okay.
And I can't do it right now. I feel like I'm swamped. There's just too much going on.
I understand. Okay? Don't do it right now.
Yeah.
You need to be like when you're just in your recliner. Yeah.
Well,
when you're like one with the recliner, that's when you put it on Dirty John. We're up to 3 episodes right now.
A lot of people are going to be taking some time during the holiday, you know, especially between Christmas and New Year's. I'm going to binge. I've got a list, and I'm going to get to it.
Okay.
I'm going to come back. I'm just full of Dirty John knowledge.
It's so good.
I will.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
That's what I'm going to do.
It's crazy. I can't wait for the next episode. That's when you know you have a good series. When you're like, I can't wait. Here's the weekend, right? But I can't wait for Sunday. That's when you know you have a good series.
Yeah, I
got
to watch it.
Right? That's when you know.
I'm looking forward to the Ozarks, too.
I really wish you'd watch Below Deck as well, because that guy, his leg is, he got it eaten by a shark.
I can't watch everything.
The shark,
I've got a list.
His leg was ripped off, and then a shark ate it. I'm below deck.
Write it down. What is it called again?
Below Deck.
Below Deck, missing leg. All right, got it.
Anyway.
It's on my list.
Do I have anything else? Nope, I don't. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.